This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Why are we hearing Casey and the Sunshine Band?
It's not Casey and the Sunshine
Band. Oh, it's,
not.
Oh, it's Cool in the Gang. Cool in the Gang. Sorry.
Holy, come on.
I saved myself on that.
Yeah, because I'm celebrating a great draft weekend for the New England Patriots.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but Greg, when you're DJing a wedding, when does this pop into the playlist?
It would probably be right before the chicken dance and right after the electric slide,
perfect.
I would say.
Those
or maybe,
are on the no play zone.
Probably when the when the new couple is introduced, when Shime and Lauren are introduced for the first time as Mr. and Mrs. Shime. We will probably play that.
Will you be wearing any, like, ball gags at the wedding?
Me or Shime?
Both. Both of you do tend to get lucky on wedding night.
Greg is a big fan of leather.
When I DJ Shime's wedding, I will dress appropriately. And certainly I love introducing the wedding party, one of the better moments. Have you chosen a first dance? Do we discuss that? I think we already did. You haven't chosen a song for that yet.
No, we have a couple in mind, but we haven't firmly decided on one yet. No.
If you need any, suggestions, I am a musicologist, so I'd recommend when it comes to. Are you going to dance with your mom?
Oh yeah.
Highly recommend Kenny Rogers, Through the Years. For that touching moment.
And first dance, maybe Beck, Loser.
All right. Leads this morning, brought to you by Subaru of New England and their Love Spring event, which is here right now. Spring into your next adventure in a 2025 Subaru and find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Speaking of music, heads up, at some point this morning, Shime will rejoin from a commercial break with AC/DC, any AC/DC song. When he does, just be the ninth caller, because I have tickets for you to go see them at Gillette. So ninth caller when you hear AC/DC. Shime, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. So just quick, not two-part lead, but I just need to begin my lead with, if anybody from the New England Patriots is listening, I need you to please release whatever Travion Henderson's number is going to be so that I can purchase the jersey from the team store. I don't need one. I'm not like Wiggy. I'm not asking for free merch. I just need you to release the number so that I can buy his actual jersey because I don't mind buying it. I really want it. I desperately want it. Now, pivoting off of that, what a weekend for the New England Patriots. If there was any doubt that Mike Vrabel was in charge or that Elliott Wolf was doing anything, he's not. This was as Vrabel a draft as it gets. I loved every second of it. I understand that.
That's cap.
Not cap.
Because you didn't like the first, the fourth overall pick.
Yep, Wiggy.
So you didn't love every minute of it.
Hold on. I didn't love the Will Campbell pick when it happened. Then, as soon as we drafted Travion Henderson in the beginning of the second round, my entire mood changed. I pivoted. I saw the vision. Then not only did we get Travion Henderson, we got Kyle Williams, who was an exceptional wide receiver prospect. Steve Smith has raved about him. One of the few things Chris Sims does every year is grades receivers entering the draft. Mm-hmm. Kyle Williams was his number two receiver, and he's actually been pretty good at that. One of the few things Chris Sims does well is grade receivers. And then you get an athletic interior lineman like Jared Wilson. Joshua Farmer, I think, was an exceptional add on the interior defensive line. Braden Swinson was, if you thought they weren't going to take BP best player available throughout the draft, you're lying to yourself, because that's exactly what they did with guys like Joshua Farmer, guys like Braden Swinson, even a guy like the kicker there, Andres Borregales. I think that's how you say his name. Don't know. Don't care. I just I loved every second of the weekend. I am thrilled with how this draft went. It's the best draft the Patriots have had in quite some time. I cannot wait for training camp and preseason to get underway. And Travion Henderson is my new favorite NFL player.
Okay, Shime giving the Patriots draft an A+. Wiggy giving it a C, I believe.
Yeah.
We will. I'm sure your lead will address that further, or are you going in a different direction?
Oh, I got a couple things percolating in my head right now.
I think tag team lead from Curtis and Courtney right now. Is that correct?
That is correct. So we even timed that the same. Right. So here's a picture from Mitch that I'm sorry. Send it to the Louvre. It was the most shocking thing I have ever seen in my life. Bill Belichick. Looks like he has spent 6 months at an insane asylum and was just visited by another earthling. Courtney's going to get to the Jordan component of this, which is just bizarre, but this was actually a great back and forth on the absence of Robert Kraft from his book, Art of Winning.
This is on,
Go ahead.
Sorry. This is on the CBS this morning news or CBS this morning. Yeah.
I have to ask about Robert Kraft because 24 years together, 6 Super Bowls. Unless I'm wrong, he's not in this book. How come?
He's not. Well, again, it's about my life lessons in football, and it's really more about the ones that I experienced directly.
But he's not even in the acknowledgement section.
Correct.
Do you feel like you were treated with dignity and respect when you were let go by Robert Kraft?
Yeah, well, it was a mutual decision for us to part ways.
He said fired.
It was a mutual decision.
So One thing I forgot, just to not let Kraft out of this, when he was on the stage at that awful, dumb press conference they did, he said, I would have kissed him on the mouth if I wasn't sick.
Said Bill has a cold. So.
Right. he said he wanted to kiss a guy that he ran to Charlamagne the God and said he fired. But the reality is... I am terrified for Bill Belichick.
Mm.
I don't know what's going on, and I'll go right to Courtney and her side of this with Jordan.
Yeah, so Jordan was brought up during this interview as well. She was there on the premises sitting just off camera, but the camera kept panning to her. We have a little bit of one question that she did not approve.
You have Jordan right over there. Everybody in the world seems to be following this relationship. They've got an opinion about your private life. It's got nothing to do with them, but they're invested in it. How do you deal with that?
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
Okay, two things I would like to say here. One, when he does first bring up Jordan, and says that, you know, he calls her his muse, Bill does light up. He does. When you watch it, he smiles, he lights up.
Does he want to call her his muse? Or did she tell him he has to call her his
muse? No, it's his word. It's his words. His words.
Okay. And God rest his soul, my mom's dad, when I bring him a big Carvel milkshake, his eyes would light up too.
But I will say, and I have been on Team Jordan. I have been staying strong on Team Jordan. I like how much of a boss she is. I did not like her interjecting right there. I think that she's publicly talked about how they met on the plane. We've seen photos. We've seen photos of Bill signing her textbook.
Right.
And what they talked about. I know the story. So if there's an interview going on and he brings up something that's already out there, but you want to hear Bill's side of it, to shut it down seems so bizarre.
Red flag-ish?
But bizarre, and it's like, so is that not the actual story? Is the timeline not adding up? I just feel like that should have been a moment that Bill continues speaking glowingly about their relationship. I don't care what anybody else thinks about what's going on. I'm happy. I'm doing things for myself. Her interjecting, and if she thought that they were going to leave that part out. It was a bad look.
According to Florio, there were several instances that they didn't put in, but that he believes that CBS was so irritated at what she did that they included one of them as a means to... Because this was basically all for Bill. It's just a segment on his book to promote it.
And so do you think she now is running all of his media? Any kind of media?
Yes.
And so therefore, do you think she encouraged him to do this?
Yes.
But a part of it was that she was going to control it somehow.
Correct.
I
would imagine moving forward, any interviews he's doing, any press conferences he's doing, any one-on-one interviews.
Anything he does.
Yeah, UNC media, like she is the middleman. She's bearish.
Right. Other than his holy sweatshirts from Navy that he's had for 50 years, probably telling him how to dress, how to move, how to conduct himself, because and this was the biggest thing. The story of them meeting has been out forever, but it's only come from one side. Yeah. And it's really been Jordan who said, this is how we met. So when you step in and say, we're not talking about it, when the story's like, you know, it's basic, you know, we were on an airplane, that kind of thing, then you really didn't meet that way. And it just like a look, like, good for Bill, but she's everywhere now.
And Greg, there's actually a common thread between the two biggest stories to me this weekend, Shadur and Bill. Both, without anything else considered, would be in the NFL doing what they want, where they want. But because of other things, they are not where they should be.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just hope that maybe she sees this and she is self-aware. I'm sure she is. She seems like a very intelligent girl. Self-aware to say that wasn't what Bill needs right now, that now there's a whole narrative of me stepping on his toes. Because he basically looks over to her when she says it, and then he stays mute.
But I have to give credit to Jenny Belichick, Steve's wife, who's been at least publicly ripping this girl because she's damaging the patriarch of the family.
Yeah.
Like, well, all the mermaid thing, the airplane.
He was asked about that.
He was asked about that, and he kind of like pivoted. But, you know.
Well, he basically said he doesn't run his own social media.
Right.
She does.
She's
I'm sure she's the one who runs it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. There's a lot to get into on this, so we got to take a quick break. But we will get to the rest of and I think the moment that it all started to go wrong for him. So we'll get to that during my lead coming up next.